Blog Talk Radio.
And now, Voices of the True Israelites with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Yahweh.
Live Yahweh's Radio. Worldwide International Radio Broadcast is now on the air. Yahweh's Radio, Yahweh's Ministry. I be your host by name, your Seer, Israel. Oh, Seer Royal. We just got through completing the 8-day feast. That is in the bag. That is over with. Well, we're going to recap it, see, right? An 8-day feast of dedication. The Almighty Yahweh attended all 8 days, and he ate them up and drank them up. And we rehearsed the righteous act on every step that he made on the 8th day. So the 8 days is officially over with, and we probably do a little recapping on it. One thing about it, see, right? When you do it the way Yahweh, I gotta write that down. I gotta make a note of that. See, yep. I gotta make a note of that. See, you just said something. You just said something. I better write that down. See, one thing about it, see, right? You got to always have your pen and pad and write something down. So I gotta write that down right there. What I just got through saying, and that's pointing back to Hezekiah. And that might come up. I don't know. I'm going to write it down. Where was that? Somewhere around 38 chapter. Somewhere Hezekiah said something. In the book of Isaiah, he said something. I just want to write it down. But that's big talk right there. So one thing about it, see, right, it's officially the 8 days is over with. We've done it the way Yahweh told to do it. So that's why we got to put this verse down, and that verse is Isaiah. That verse is Isaiah. Write it down. It might come up. You never know. And you got to examine yourself. What hinder you? And that ain't verse 3 of 38 chapter. Hezekiah made a final statement. We're going to leave it like that. All right, good enough. This is take number 36. And I don't know. I don't know who is controlling the switchboard, but what I see on the switchboard, I don't understand it. So maybe Brother Yakda see the same thing I see, and Brother Yakda see it, and Brother O'Shea see it. They see the same thing I see, so I don't know what I'm looking at, and I ain't going to even talk about it. I don't know what I'm looking at. But I know one thing is take 36, and we just go from there. But I tell you one thing, it ain't the seals doing, but what we're going to do, we're going to get on down the road, and maybe Brother O'Shea will peep at that and see exactly what's happening. The program direct and Brother Yagda bags him up, so maybe they both peep at that and bump their heads together and say, okay, well, we see that. Let's correct that real quick. Okay, good enough. All righty. Let's throw it on the international side and see what's going on and see who already joined us for this mic episode part number 36 on the internet. We got a lot of memos. So we just going to, you know, one day, I'm telling you, hey, we got no choice. One day we'll have to do a memo show. I mean, just a flat-out memo show on what's coming in as we turn this box on in a few minutes before the hour. Turn this box on, memos pops up all over the screen, and what can we say? All right, what's flashing? All the slots are filled. That's 195 international countries. So we clear about that. We got a lot of conversation out there in Jamaica. They saying, "Sir, you know, you don't brought a lot of things to our ears, and we're going to bring a lot more things to your ears." 195 international countries is flashing. I mean, it's stabilized. But what's flashing is 161203. 161203 is flashing. And Jamaica got a whole lot to do with it, C-Ray. The WCC in Jamaica, they got a whole lot to do with what's on the table. Because, you know, the statement written, maybe Brother Yachdaya Israel can look it up for me. When Nebuchadnezzar told Zedekiah, you knew these days was going to come. You knew these days was going to come. That I'm supposed to do something to your family, then do something to you. I mean, Jeremiah told you that. He said, he told you in advance, right? So, Brother Yachdaya Israel, take your time and find that verse for me. And I might need that verse for a minute. No, that's really zeal. That's zeal. When Nebuchadnezzar say, you knew it was already prophesied that these things were supposed to happen. That's the same thing. See, what is getting ready to unfold itself, it was already prophesied to happen. 195 international countries, 161203. Now stay on that. We'll read some memos and go from there. We'll read a little bit of memos, and we'll bring our elder in, and he'll tell y'all about the broadcast, and we'll read the memo show. So when you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Tibbs, Yahuwah be to that seed right.
And Yahuwah bless you, Sirius Royal, the seed royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Well, hallelujah, Yahuwah. Elder, well, one thing about it, it's already written that these days was to come in somebody's lifetime. So they knew these days was coming. It will be a ministry that will come on the scene to correct all that is on the scene, but they will not do it by blasting nobody. They just won't read the Bible. I got a strange feeling that that ministry is the six anointed camps of voices of the Jewish life. Because all we're doing is reading the Bible, and we're causing a lot of stir-ups all over the known world. 195 international countries, 161203 is flashing. So whether you take your time and you go from there while we take a look at some of this memos that's coming in as we speak, you're on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahuwah bless you, Sir Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And we got so many members that are attending on this broadcast at this particular time. I have to take a second to see how to actually say it numerically. Matter of fact, one of the surprisingly largest class ever, 161,203 people came to hear the words of Yahuwah. Well, that's a good thing. And what we're going to hear is the words of Yahuwah. And a little bit first beforehand about history. We keep hearing an awful lot about the black slave trade of 1619. And we decided with a little bit of encouragement that we would go ahead and speak on that a little bit. Included in the Atlantic slave trade here since the beginning in the 1400s, notice I said the Atlantic slave trade in the 1400s, were as much a part of the European breakout and through the Atlantic Ocean as were the first voyages to North America. And of course, the result of the West African exploitations was the transport of hundreds of thousands of Africans to North America over four centuries. In addition, the account of the African exploration and the slave captures reflects the same encounters with the new and strange. A Portuguese seaman described in a marvelous sight of the captives gathered on the African shore and recounts how other Africans marveled at the sight of their ships. I guess those ships that the English had really marveled them. An English sailor is awed by the African skill in capturing seahorses. who knows what that is, they're called hippos, that surrounded their ships. But the marvel gave away to a matter of fact the accounts of slave trafficking, Hortop, and the traffics of the immorality of slavery called Morocco. The date we recognize for the arrival of the first enslaved Africans was in the state of Virginia is 1619. That was in the state of Virginia, 1619. But the first recorded arrival in North America occurred 117 years earlier. For those who didn't take notes and got that date wrong, it was 117 years earlier in 1502 when Juan de Cordova sent several of his black slaves in Spain to Hispaniola. In the 1517, the first slaves sent directly from Africa arrived to do forced labor on the Spanish plantations and mines in the Caribbean islands. Somebody didn't take good notes on these dates. This is why we are covering this right now. As the Native Americans enslaved by the Spanish died by the thousands from overwork and disease, more Africans were captured and shipped to replace them. The Atlantic slave trade was on. It remained a critical and brutal element of the Spanish and English economies in North America for over four centuries. The last nation in the Western Hemisphere to abolish slavery was Brazil in 1888. Here we read three documents of early slave trade that you will find and reminiscence of the exploitation narratives in this section. A Portuguese chronicle and archivist compiled the accounts of the earliest Portuguese voyages along the coast of the West Africa in the 1400s, where he lived himself for a year. These two describe the capture and diversions of Africans, including the first to be taken by Christians in their own land, and the conquest of Guinea in 1450. John Hortop, an English sailor, in the 1560s, Hortop joined the African expeditions of Sir John Hawkins, the first Englishman to join the Atlantic slave trade. In his memorial, he blandly describes the capture of 500 Africans for traffic of the West Indies. In contrast, the accounts of the same experience two earlier centuries. Wow, it looked like they were doing a lot of trafficking of these African slaves before 1619. This is mentioned in 1591. A Spanish priest and economist in Mexico in the mid-1500s, McConnell condemned the slave trade for its human and political consequences, dehumanizing the Africans as well as the Europeans who completed to capture them. McConnell practices and the contracts of merchants in 1587. I have to note the variety and tone that Sam Powell and a commentary to these sections, all written years before the first African slaves arrived in the present day of the United States. The 1743 map of West Africa should be studied for its illustrations as well as its geographical interpretations of slave trade. It would be probably six pages on that map if you looked it up. Well, let's see what 2 Esther says about that after I finish this commentary. In 2 Esther, chapter 13, 40 says, those are the 10 tribes which are carried away prisoners out of their own land in the time of the Sea of the King, who Saramala, the king of Assyria, led away captive. He carried them over the waters, and so they came into another land. Now, this is stuff that we had studied before in Yahuwah's ministry, and some who I guess had bad penmanship got the dates wrong. That's terrible. This is why you always hear me say that a teacher can't learn from his students. They get pretty smart and try to teach the teacher sometimes, but the teacher having knowledge he gains more experience by teaching and correcting the students that step out of place with wrong information, trying to bring them back up to date. Now, a student that does a good job, he can possibly be a good teacher himself one day. And you've heard me say this many times before, learning to teach themselves one day, not teaching in error. Well, all the correct teaching shows in the six camps that teach, because we know we all that came to hear the things that most of us can hear and some listening never understand. But Yahuwah's ministry makes all of this misunderstanding possible. We only ask that you grab a pen and take notes and go and fact check it with Wikipedia or even history. We even see things in the Bible through proper teaching that I mentioned that some looking can never find. We have some people can't even find the book of Genesis. We find that's misinformed that can do none of these things. This is why the words of Yahuwah that is taught makes all this and more possible for the righteous. And we have to be aware by knowing the scriptures and the Bible precepts, which is often mentioned, we're given the knowledge to know. We have many out there that camouflage their evil or confused teachings. We spoke about this earlier today. A lot of confused brothers and sisters teach what they think they know is right, using overly loud bump the gums speaking to try to make it seem like they know what they're talking about, even turning around and using the Bible scriptures as verbal weapons. Well, that's a bad thing. Don't want to get there like that. So to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching and loud bump the gums in Christianity, we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahuwah's word, connecting the books, your health, and foods that you should eat and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not. This is information that you all came to seek. And now you have to look no further because you found that in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yada. That's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days we're open for your learning is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. No class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. But we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of Sabbath is Friday, the current time starting at 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and the online class that starts at 2 to 5 until our temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this on any search engine, just enter Tribe Yada, that's TRIBEYHDH.com. And after you click enter, just under the big line, you will see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. Any other device, you may see menu. But again, after clicking this, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells all of us when we read the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering, come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and also the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah live. Also for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check our calendar. That calendar will help keep you, family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to all of us throughout the year. The calendar is explained in biblical detail by scripture, so those of you that don't know, it will explain what they are, when they begin, and when they end. We also have a live program. This is a feature that's available only during live broadcast time. Just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of God. When you see the red live button appear, click this. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We're also using two email addresses. The first is Tribe. The spelling is tribeyhdh@gmail.com for writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answer or related topics. The other is yhdhysrael@gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is a live conference room number. This number is 319-527-6065. The other number is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Also, by calling this number, you can order what we have known as our 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. That's right. You can order any particular 12 programs by calling that number on DVD. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show today at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites. Just choose the program that you were late logging into, or at that point, any previous day that you would like to listen. Also, doing the normal Broad Talk broadcast, we are simultaneously transmitting our program on Paltalk. On Paltalk, we'll be listed under ethnic group, African American. Just look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. You'll find this with where Yahuwah's word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to discuss any of the on-the-table topics will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, Riding a Shotgun. During this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. Failure to follow the Righteous Act, the Elder will choose to block or restrict misuse. And if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, our teaching will conveniently continue on Pell Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. But remember, when learning the word of Yahuwah and keeping the scriptures in mind, do not try to win the Bump the Gums contest. You will find you will miss all of Yahuwah's glory, which is said unto you. You have to remember, we're rehearsing the righteous act to learn Yahuwah's word. So at this time, so our learning process can continue, keep your Bibles open. Pass our program back to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. You know, that's excellent again on your part, and that's a great thing. So I was taking notes on what you were talking about just then. I've taken some notes on it. See, that's one thing about it. I'm a note taker. I'm a great note taker. I believe I'm a better note taker because I hear and put down, and I don't know what's going to happen, but I'll tell you one thing. I just got to be taking notes. See, Roy, if you're going to get to where you got to get to, you must be a great note taker. Then you have to put it down, and you got to catch a neighbor outside doing what they're doing. Say, hey, neighbor, what you doing? I don't know. I ain't doing nothing. What you calling me for? Well, come on over here. I'm going to give you a couple of dollars. Let me rehearse the righteous act with you. What you mean? I want you to when I give you these verses, you just read it to me and let me rehearse the righteous act with you. Because sooner or later, see, bro, we got to see growth from week to week. And once that is shown, Yahuwah is going to intervene. That's why we're going to lay it out. A lot on the table. We're going to lay it out. But what we're looking for is, but you're not going to have growth if you try to come up another way. It's not going to happen. Y'all are going to be dumbfounded. All right, enough said on that. So we know the program director is working on what I'm looking at. And Brother Yagdow see what I'm looking at, so we'll leave it like that. So we know they're working on it anyway. And that's enough said on that. So when you meet your brother, with a loud voice, you say, Brother Yahdai Israel. Yahweh beat you there, see Ray.
Well, bless you, see Israel. I see Royal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, we know you and the program director is already on the case already, so we leave that just like it is. And we asked for a verse there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Did you all see, you know, if I can just make a note of it, went on his, the seer of Tolo, Zedekiah, he said, you know, he going to look you eyeball to eyeball, and he going to kill your family, then he going to put your eyes out. So do we got anything on that? Because then Nebuchadnezzar told him, he said, you knew it was already told that I'm supposed to deliver you up, right? So, Brother Yahdai Israel, can you help me out on that kind of conversation? Because, see, what we're trying to tell the known world, that you knew these days was coming, and they up on you right now. What you working with that, Brother Yahdai Israel? Come on.
Looking at Jeremiah chapter 16. I mean, Jeremiah 37, verse number 16, it reads, when Jeremiah, the seer, was entered into the dungeon and into the cabin, Jeremiah, the seer, had remained there many days. Verse 17, then Zedekiah, the king, sent and took him out. And the king asked him secretly in his house and said, is there any word from Yahweh? Jeremiah, the seer, said, there he is. But said he, thou shalt be delivered into the hand of the king of Babylon. Verse number 18. Moreover, Jeremiah the seer said unto King Zedekiah, what have I offended against thee, or against thy servant, or against this people, that you have put me in prison?
So now give me the precept with that when the king said, you knew that Jeremiah made a profound statement that I'm supposed to do this damage to you. He said, you knew this was supposed to happen, or this damage was. See, we're going somewhere with this. So we know, you know, you look all over the known world, and he always got somebody land that you got to identify for you on the pages of the book. So now Jeremiah told him, he said, hey, I'm the big dignitary of the king, Zedekiah. Probably, can you tell me what Yahweh is working Yahweh? Yeah, it's work. He said, Nebuchadnezzar going to look you eyeball to eyeball. He going to kill your kids. He going to take your eyes out. He had to call it. Now, let's fast forward there and see what happened. Did that come to pass there, Brother Yahweh Israel? Now, did that come to pass that we can read? Yeah, come on.
The book of 2 Kings chapter 25, verse number 1 through 7 reads, book of 2 Kings chapter 25, verse 1. It came to pass at the ninth year of his reign, in the 10th month, in the 10th day of the month, the Nebuchadnezzar king of Babylon came, he and all his hosts against Yahdah, pitched against it, and they built forts against it round about. Verse 2. And the city was besieged until the 11th year of King Zedekiah. Verse number 3. Now the ninth day of the fourth month, the famine prevailed in this city. And there was no bread for the people of the land. Verse 4. And the city was broken up, and all the men of war fled by night by the way of the gate, between the two walls, which is by the king's guard. Now the Chaldees were against the city round about. The king went the way towards the plain. Verse 5. The army of Nebuchadnezzar pursued after the king and overtook him in the plains of Jericho. And all his army was scattered from him. Verse 6. So he took the king and brought him up to the king of Babylon, to Riblah, and they gave judgment upon him. Verse 7. And they slew the sons of Zedekiah before his eyes. Put out the eyes of Zedekiah and bound him with feathers of brass and carried him to Babylon.
Mm-hmm. There is one more on that, but we'll check it out another time. There's one more piece of head on that. When he told him, you knew this power was here. You knew that I supposed to do this damage to you. So we ain't going to be on that. We'll be on that maybe a little bit tomorrow. But, you know, you knew that these days were coming. So, see, the world is astonished because they didn't know where it was coming, but you knew these days was coming. There will be a ministry that come on the scene. And the ministry will be 1 Corinthians 4 verse 9. We'll just look in just a second. But the ministry will be 1 Corinthians 4 verse 9 now. Brother, y'all got it, right?
The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse number 9 reads. Book of 1 Corinthians 4 verse number 9. For I think that Yahweh has set forth us last, as they were appointed to death. We are made a spectacle unto the world, to minister spirits, and to men.
Mm-hmm. It is already prophesied there will be a ministry that coming in the future called the Six Anointed Camps of Voices of the True Israelites that was made last to come behind. Whatever that's good, we'll roll with it. And whatever not good, we will speak on it because it's written that it will be a ministry to do so. They will not look at respect the person. They will look at what the Bible say. Now, over in the Corinthians book there, Brother Yahdai, I'm struggling because I need to give you some Luke 12 in a minute. Now, it talks about the same thing we read over in that we was made last in 2 Corinthians. But I recall this verse right here. You pulled us out one day last week anyway. And I already had me one laying around, but it didn't escape me. So can you all give me the precept to that right there based on what we just got through reading the 4 verse 9? Let's get a little precept on that what we just got through reading in the same book of Corinthians. Pertain to what we're talking about there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Let's get up another shot.
I don't have my eyes on that one, see?
Mm-hmm. Well, we got one more shot on that, and like I said again, we running off of zeal as he's speaking right now. This is all zeal. But it's another statement that tie that in there, Brother Yahdai Israel, on that it will be a ministry that comes up after all other ministry. And it's written. And make a note of it in 16 verse 9 of the comp again. And 1 Corinthians 16 verse 9, it's the precept there of Yahdai Israel. Let's see what it says in 16 verse 9. And these two got the hit to it. 16 verse 9. What did it say? 1 Corinthians.
Look at 1 Corinthians, chapter 16, verse number 9 reads. Look at 1 Corinthians 16, verse number 9. For a great door effectual is open unto me. There are many adversaries.
Oh, yes, plenty of. But it's a great door have been opened up, and that door, Yahweh opened the door for the six anointed camps of bosses of the true Israelites. So we speak in the terms of 4:17. Listen to me carefully. So we speak in the terms of Romans 4:17, I see, right? And that's the end of it. We speak in the form of 4:17. What is saying in Romans 4:17 there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of Romans 4, verse 17 reads. Book of Romans chapter 4, verse number 17. As it is written, and made thee a father of many nations, befell him whom he believed, even Yahweh, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were.
Mm-hmm. So if you understand what we're saying, you understand what we're saying. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Brother Yahdai Israel, let's get something going on. Come on.
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you at the same hour what you ought to say."
Excellent. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. And we did say we made a couple of notes on the elder when he made a couple statements. And we just want to take a little look at that. And then we're going to get on down the road, but we need to piggyback. Sometimes we know when we hear something, it is to take a look at it. If some said that needs to be taken a look at. Let's go to 2 Samuel 19, verse 4 and 3 and see what that says. Let's see if we get an understanding of where we're trying to go by throwing some on the table in 2 Samuel 19, 4 and 3. I'm clear what it's about now. I'm clear. When Elder made a statement based on the 10 tribes, he made something about the 10 tribes, but we want to be clear about the 10 tribes. The 10 tribes of who? 2 Samuel 19, 43, let's talk about it, Brother Yahdai Israel.
The book of 2 Samuel, chapter 19, verse number 43 reads. Book of 2 Samuel 19, verse 43. The men of Israel answered the men of Yahdai Judah, southern kingdom, that said, "We have 10 fires in the king, and we have also more right in David than you. Why didn't you despise us? And I invite, should I be first had in bringing back our king?" The words of the men of Yahdai Judah were fiercer than the words of the men of Israel.
But Northern Kingdom, they really told exactly how many that they are, that we are 10 tribes. So when you read that 2 Ezra 13:40, the 10 tribes is the 10 tribes of Israel. So if you put it in there and they say, "I don't see no Israel in there," then you have these verses come back to you. And let's read the foundation of it. Now, this is not the foundation because I think kings come out of Samuel. So they was already had that going on. So in 1 Kings chapter 11, verse 26 and skip down 29 to 31, it'll tell us something. It'll tell us something there, Brother Yahdai Israel. 1 Kings 11, verse 26, 29 to 31 is the precept to we are 10 tribes of Israel. So once we up that ante and be able to say 10 tribes of Israel, and they're going to say, "Well, that's not in there." Then you unload on it, yes, it is, by bagging up to 2 Samuel 19, 43. Then now here goes the foundation of it. 1 Kings 11, 26, 29 to 31. What it says, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of 1 Kings chapter 11, verse number 26, verse 29 to 31 reads. Book of 1 Kings 11, verse 26. Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, and Ephratite, Azuradah, Solomon's servant, whose mother name was Veruya, a widow woman, even he lifted up his hand against the king. Verse 29, it came to pass at that time when Jeroboam went out of Yahdai Judah, that the seer, Ahiah, the Shilonite, found him in the way. He had clad himself with a new garment. They two were alone in the field. Verse number 30, now how you caught the new garment that was on him and rent it in 12 pieces. Verse 31. He said to Jeroboam, "Take these 10 pieces, for thus saith Yahweh, Yahweh of Israel, will I rend the kingdom out of the hand of Solomon, who will give thee 10 tribes to thee."
I will give you 10 tribes. So there you go right there, see, right? So you see the 10 tribes of Israel. 10 tribes is 10 tribes of Israel. So when you jump down over there in that 13th chapter, you can't up the ante by adding Israel right in there, being in there. And David said, well, that's not in there. But then we just read it is in there. Read verse 32, that brother, y'all got Israel. Verse 32.
Verse 32. He will have one tribe for my servant David's sake, and Yahgad Judah, southern kingdom's sake, the city which I have chosen out of all the tribes of Israel.
You see that? Israel. So there's what y'all see right here. So when you jump down to the 11th chapter, understand one thing. You can put it in there, right then and there, and that'll get it, that'll pique their interest when you say the 10 tribes of Israel. And they're going to say, that ain't in there. Then you go on to work on it because they knew that these days was going to come. It's no, these days is on us right now. Now, let's get another. We're not going to talk at two. Let's get some more that we just got through hearing. Let's go to Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 1, 7 through 10. Let's see what it says in Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 1, 7 down to verse 10.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 2, verse number 1, verse number 7 through 10 reads. The book of Ezekiel, chapter 2. Book of Ezekiel, chapter 2, verse number 1. And he said unto me, son of man, stand upon thy feet, and I will speak unto thee. Verse number 7. Thou shalt speak my words unto them, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, for they are most rebellious. Verse number 8. Thou, son of man, hear what I say unto thee. Be not thou rebellious like the rebellious family. Open thy mouth. Keep that I give thee. Verse number 9. When I looked, behold, a hand was sent unto me, and lo, a roll of a book was therein. Verse 10. He spread it before me, and it was written within and without. And there was written therein, lamentation, mourning, and woe.
But he said, don't be rebellious now. He said, don't do that. Let's run to Ezekiel chapter 20. Let's see what they did. Let's go to Ezekiel 20, verse 2 down to verse 5. Let's see if we tie that in. He said, don't be rebellious like the family of the of that northern kingdom. Don't be like that northern kingdom. That, tell them, don't be rebellious like that northern kingdom. Them 10 tribes. Don't be like that. Let's go to Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 2 down to verse 5.
Book of Ezekiel 20, verse 2 through 5 reads, Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 2. Then the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, verse number 3, son of man, speak unto the elders of Israel, and say unto them, thus saith Yahweh, are ye come to inquire of me? As I live, saith Yahweh, I will not be inquired of by you. Verse number 4, would I judge them, son of man? Would I judge them? Cause them to know the abominations of their fathers. Verse number 5, say unto them, thus saith Yahweh, and I chose Israel, and lifted up my hand unto the seed of the family of Israel, and made myself known unto them in the land of Egypt. And I lifted up my hand unto them, saying, I am Yahweh, your Yahweh.
So he told those seers, he said, you go over there and tell them who I am. So, and he's saying, make sure you take the roll with you, eat the roll. So we have to tell those that got something going on exactly what's going on up through the pages of the book. And we're going to ask you a question. Do you believe the book? Matter of fact, let's go right out of that. We're going to be wanting to know in 1st and 2nd Samuel. It's something we're going to want to know there, Brother Yahshua Israel. No, if you get to it before I get to it, around Big Joab's days, something was said that we need to hear. Something was said there, Brother Yahdai Israel, and we need to bring that to the table. And something was said. Do you got enough to work with from there, Brother Yahzai Israel, that we can tie this in? You on the clock there, Brother Yahzai Israel. Cut the old seed out, because something was said. You know, when you are wise, when you hear something, and see, we pointing towards Jamaica. We head in that direction, but we have to make a little detour to get there. We have to make it get there. Thank you, that Brother Yahzai Israel. In the 20th chapter of 2 Samuel, let's see what's going on in verse 16 and verse 17. So this is what we want to hear out of those Benjamin, Gad, descent, all out there in the Caribbean. We waiting to hear some of this right here in the 20th chapter, verse 16 and 17. 2 Samuel 20, verse 16 and 17. We waiting to hear a little bit of this. What did it say there, Brother Yahzai Israel?
The book of 2 Samuel chapter 20, verse 16, verse 17 reads. Book of 2 Samuel chapter 20, verse number 16. They cried a wise woman out of the city. Hear, hear. Say, I pray you unto Joab, come ye hither, that I may speak with you. Verse 17. When he was come near unto her, the woman said, are you Joab? And he answered, I am he. And she said unto him, hear the words of thy handmaid. And he answered, I do hear.
Ain't that something? Ain't that not? Ain't that nice? See, this is what we're gonna, see, we're gonna watch the ones that hear the message from the page of the Bible, not no round table discussion. I mean the Bible. We're gonna be expecting the calls to come, you know, drifting in from all over the known world out there as we break this thing down and write. And we can be expecting the calls on the international line, 224-600-5579. And one of the six anointed camps will get back with you because they be very equipped to answer the question, not the fear. But they will be able to have it because they come in the network prepared. They don't just come for amusement. They come to take notes because they know they're going to be on the clock sooner or later. So they get prepared as we speak. Six anointed camps. Now, you say, he said, Big Joel, the big general, would you hear? He said, yeah, I hear. That's good. Let's go to Acts chapter 7. But on the flip side, Acts chapter 7, verse 54 and 57. See, now we're gonna put it on the table, and we're going to ask you something. Is we're going to do book. We're not going to do how long we've been running the ministry, is we're going to do book. Acts chapter 7, 54 and 57 says what?
The book of Acts chapter 7, verse number 54 and verse 57 reads. Book of Acts chapter 7, verse number 54. Acts 7, verse 54. When they heard these things, they were cut to the mind. They gnashed on him with their teeth. Verse 57. Then they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and ran upon him with one accord.
Yeah. Now, is you going to do 2 Samuel 16 and 17, or is you going to do the Acts 7, 54 and 57? So you heard it. Which one are you going to do? Now, my prayer is what we can read. We're going to see what the old seal's prayer is that we can read. And we're going, because we go on this network, I'll tell you exactly what my prayer is that we can hear, that we can read. In the 51st chapter of the book of Sirach, because when you come on this network, I want to look at the verse 16 and 23, then we'll read 1 through 30. So I want to first throw on the table verse 10, 16, and 23. Then we will read the whole thing, but we want to let you know we're going to throw some on tape. Now we asking those in Atlanta Ham, call Apple, that's on the broadcast, that got memos everywhere. Would you hear the message? Those out there in the Caribbean, would you hear the message from the Bible? But get where it's coming from, the six anointed camps of voices of the true Israelite. Would you hear the message according to the Bible? Would you hear the prayer of Brother Hoshea, name that got that Jesus? And this is Brother Hoshea with a prayer. Let's see what he says in 51, verse 10, 16, and 23. Then we're going to read 1 through 30. And we're going to drink a little herbal tea. And we're going to hear some fine, fine reading. But the question is, those out there in west part of Atlanta Ham, would you hear this? Those out there in the Caribbean, would you hear this? 51, 10, 16, and 23. Then back up to 1 through 30, and let's all enjoy some good reading that'll come out.
The book of Psalms?
Well, we're in the book of Sirach. When the book of Sirach, verse 51, we're going to look at 10, 16, and 23. And then we're going to back up and pick up verse 1 through 30. And we're going to be drinking up some nice herbal tea. And we're asking a question. We laid the foundation. The wise woman said, he's a big Joab, the big general. He said, can I speak unto thee? Can I speak unto thee? And he said, yeah. He said, would you hear me? Yeah, I hear you. But then we had another group that when they heard some things, they stopped their ears. They just don't want to hear. Only want to hear is their favorite verses or something like that, but they don't want to hear the Bible. So we ask the question, would you hear what the Bible say? This is a prayer of the seer. We're going to see. Sirach 51, 10, 16, and 23, then 1 through 30. You on the clock, brother. Y'all got Israel. Come on.
The book of Sirach, chapter 51, verse 10, verse 16, verse 23 reads. Book of Sirach, chapter 51, verse 10. I called upon Yahweh, the father of my Yahweh. He would not leave me in the days of my trouble, and at the time of proud, and at the time of the proud, when there was no help. Verse 16. I bowed down my ear a little and received there and got much learning. Verse number 23. Draw near unto me, you unlearned, and dwell in the temple of learning. Book of Sirach 51, verse 1. I will thank thee, O Yahweh and King, and praise thee, O Yahweh, my Savior, to give praise unto your name. Verse 2, for thou art my defender and helper, and hast preserved my body from destruction, and from the snare of the slanderous tongue, from the lip that forged lies. Been my helper against my adversaries. Verse number 3, now deliver me according to the multitude of your mercies, greatness of your name, from the teeth of them that were ready to devour me, as salt after my life, from the manifold afflictions which I had. Verse number 4, from the choking of fire on every side, from the midst of the fire which I kindle not. Verse 5, from the depth of the valley of hell, from an unclean tongue, from lying words. Verse 6, by accusation to the king, from an unrighteous tongue, I drew near even unto death. My life was near to the hell beneath. Verse 7, they compassed me on every side, and there was no man to help me. I looked for the security of men, but there was none. Verse number 8, then thought I upon thy mercy, O Yahweh, and upon the acts of old, and thou deliverest such as wait for thee, and savest them out of the hands of the enemies. Verse 9, then lifted I up my supplication from the earth, and pray for deliverance from death. Verse number 10. I called upon Yahweh, the Father of my Yahweh, that he would not leave me in the days of my trouble, nor the time of proud, the time of the proud, when there was no help. Verse 11. I praise your name continually and will sing praise with thanksgiving. So my prayer was heard. Verse number 12. For thou hast saved me from destruction, delivers me from the evil time. Therefore will I give thanks and praise thee and bless your name, O Yahweh. Verse 13. When I was yet young, ever I went abroad, I desired wisdom openly in my prayer. Verse 14.
I don't know what's going on. What's going on, WCC? I've been quiet for the last 3-4 minutes. Let me see what I can do. Detroit, Michigan. Let's see, can we bring in Detroit, Michigan? And get some more of them to we readjusting Brother Yogdaw's microphone. Let's see if we're out there around Campo, Detroit, Michigan, and see can we get that again. Sister Aola Israel come out of Campo, the princess. Yahweh be to thee, right?
Yahweh bless you, Sierra Israel, Seed Royal.
Oh, Seed Royal. Excellent. Can you pick up that verse in the 51st chapter and pick up verse 1 and give me that microphone until we can get the adjustment on Brother Yogdaw's microphone? Can you pick that up, Campo? Surah 51, can you pick it back up at verse number 1 and read all down to verse 30 with a lot of energy and passion? How does that sound there? Detroit, Michigan. Come out of Campo. Come on.
Sirach 51?
Yes, ma'am. I'll pick up verse 1.
What verse? 1?
Pick up verse 1. Yeah, pick up verse 1 and take it straight on down to verse 30. And we want to really bring this out because there's something in here that we need to hear. Because we kind of deal with the land of Ham and the Caribbean at the same time. And this prayer right here by Jesus, polluted for Hoshea, is on the clock. 51, 1 through 30, give the microphone, come up.
Sirach 51, verse 1 through 30. Verse 1, I will thank thee, O Yahweh, and King, and praise thee, O Yahweh, my Savior. I do give praise unto thy name. Verse 2, for thou art my defender and helper, and hast preserved my body from destruction and from the snare of the slanderous tongue and from the lips that forge lies, and has been my helper against my adversary, and has delivered me according to the multitude of thy mercies and greatness of thy name from the teeth of them that were ready to devour me, and out of the hands of such as sought after my life, and from the manifold afflictions which I had. Verse 4. From the choking of fire on every side, and from the midst of the fire which I kindled not. Verse 5. From the depth of the belly of hell, from an unclean tongue, and from lying words. Verse 6, by an accusation to the king, from the unrighteous tongue my soul drew near, even unto death, my life was near to the hell beneath. Verse 7, they compassed me on every side, and there was no man to help me. I looked for the succor of men, and there was none. Verse 8, then thought I upon the mercy, O Yahweh, and upon thy acts of old, and thou deliveredest such as wait for thee, and savest them out of the hands of the enemies. Verse 9, then lifted I up my supplication from the earth and prayed for deliverance from death. Verse 10, I called upon Yahweh, the father of my Yahweh, that he would not leave me in days of my trouble and in the time of the proud, when there was no help. Verse 11, I will praise thy name continually, and will still sing praise with thanksgiving. And so my prayer was heard. Verse 12, For thou savest me from destruction, and deliveredest me from the evil time. Therefore will I give thanks, praise thee, and bless thy name, O Yahweh. When I was yet young, wherever I went, around, I desired wisdom openly in my prayer. Verse 14, I prayed for her before the temple and will seek her out even to the end. Verse 15, even from the flower of the grape was ripe, hath my mind delighted in her. My foot went the right way. From my youth up sought I after her. Verse 16, I bowed down my ear a little and received her and gat much learning. Verse 17, I profited therein. Therefore will I ascribe to the greatness unto him that giveth the wisdom. 18, for I propose to do that after her, and earnestly I follow that which is good, so shall I not be confounded. Verse 19, my soul has wrestled with her, and in my doings I was exact. I stretched forth my hands to the heaven above and bewailed my ignorances of her. Verse 20, I directed my soul unto her, and I found her in pureness. I have laid my mind joined with her from the beginning. Therefore shall I not be forsaken. Verse 21, my mind was troubled in seeking her. Therefore have I gotten a good possession. 22, Yahweh has given me a tongue for my reward, and I will praise him therewith. 23, draw near unto me, ye unlearned, and dwell in the house of learning. Verse 24, wherefore are ye slow, and what say ye of these things, seeing your souls are very thirsty? 25, I opened my mouth and said, buy her for yourselves without money. Verse 26, put your neck under the yoke and let your soul receive instruction. She is hard at hand to find. 27, behold with your eyes how that I have had little labor and have gotten unto me much rest. Verse 28, get learning with a great sum of money and get much gold by her. Verse 29, let your soul rejoice in his mercy and be not ashamed of his praise. Verse 30, work your work, be time, and in his time he will give you your reward.
Excellent. That was excellent out there, Cam Ford. That was excellent. And that's why we say the box had been lit and the curtain had went up. And one thing about it, see, right, you see, we got the ears of those of the northern kingdom that's in the land of Ham, a little word called Africa. And we got the northern kingdom that's in parts of Jamaica, all over there, northern kingdom. And we got their ears and grass out. But what we're trying to bring to the table, we bring you the message from the Bible. Now, if you will hear what the Bible saying, then we'll know it because you'll be getting on the phone and making the calls and organizing according to the Bible. Now we read the prayer of the seer saying exactly what have to be done. So stand by for a minute there, Campo, and we're gonna see if we pull back Bubba Yakdaya's record. We got the message that his microphone is back ready to go and you all ears again. So that was actually. So we want to be clear that it's a ministry that's coming behind every ministry, not puppets, but to bring you how to get out of what we're in from the scattering of northern kingdom and southern kingdom. As a matter of fact, we'll go and bring a little bit out of that, Brother Yahdai Israel. Now, it was prophesied about the scattering. But what we got to be clear that the record tells us that we're not just a handful of peoples, according to 24:60. Brother Yahdai Israel in Genesis, it tells us that the prophecy in 24:60, then we're going to precept that and see can that be broken. Let's see what it said, Brother Yahdai Israel, in 24:60. And I'm going to be looking on Bill in the book of Daniel, chapter 10, waiting on you. Come on.
The book of Genesis, chapter 24, verse number 60 reads, and they blessed Rebekah and said unto her, you're our sister. Be thou the mother of thousands of millions, and let your seed possess the gates of those which hate them.
Mm-hmm. So it was prophesied that the children of Israel will be 1,000 million. So when you just jump down in the Bible, and all you can bring out about between 10 million, 1,000 million is 1 billion. 1 billion people, see, right? So when you jump down and you put all your eggs in the basket based upon the slave trade of 1619, it was a slave trade prior to that in the 1600s, come out of the same coast. They give you what you want, but remember, the record is the Bible. Now let's back up and see what was said. Could anybody alter it according to the mouth of Daniel? Can anybody alterate what was said that the children of Israel will be 1,000 million. Let's even say in 10:21, according to what we can read, yeah, Brother Yahdai Israel, what can we read in 10:21?
Book of Daniel 10, verse 21 reads. Book of Daniel 10, verse 21. But I will show you that which is noted in the scriptures of truth.
See, the scriptures is the truth. So whenever you have a, you go to the scriptures and see what the scriptures say, because that's the authority is the scripture. And we're clear about that. Yahweh makes a profound statement as, so we know the children of Israel will be 1,000 or 1,000,000. We can read in the first chapter, about, but we're not reading Deuteronomy the first chapter. We can read where it was prophesied that we more than that in Moses' days, but we leave that like it is. You read that in the first chapter of Deuteronomy. But we want to show you exactly what got to be done that we can read. Spirit led, let's go to the book of Sirach. 36 that above Yahweh Israel. We wanna lay a little groundwork down. And remember we asked the question, will you hear? Will you hear what the scripture's saying? Sirach 36, 1 through 17 and 20. Let's see what it says in Sirach 36, 1 through 17 and verse 20. We're gonna lay a little foundation, Brother Yahweh Israel, but we're going to hear something over and over and over again, and I wonder would you catch this that we hear. Sirach 36, 1 through 17 and verse 20, come on.
Book of Sirach 36, verse number 1 through 17, verse number 20 reads. Book of Sirach, chapter 36, verse number 1. Have mercy upon us, O Yahweh, of all and behold us. Verse number 2. It says, I fear upon all the nations. Seek not after you. Verse number 3. Lift up thy hand against the strange nations, and let them see your power. Verse 4. Thou wast sanctified in us before them, so be thou magnified among them before us. Verse 5. Let them know thee as we have known thee. There is no Yahweh, but only you, O Yahweh. Verse 6. Show new signs and make other strange wonders under thy hand and thy right hand and thy right arm, that they may be, that they may set forth thy wondrous works. Verse 7, raise up indignation and pour out wrath, take away the adversary and destroy the enemy. Verse 8, make the time short, remember the covenant, and let them declare your wonderful works. Verse 9, let him that escape be consumed by the rage of the fire. Let them perish that oppress your people. Verse 10. Smite as thunder the heads of the rulers of the nations that say, there is none other but we. Verse number 11. Gather all the tribes of Israel together and inherit thou them as from the beginning. Verse 12. O Yahweh, have mercy upon your people that is called by your name, upon Israel, whom you have named your firstborn. Verse 13, be merciful unto Yahweh Judah, southern kingdom, your righteous city, the place of your rest. Verse 14, fill Yahweh Judah, city of David, polluted where Zion, with thine unspeakable oracles, and your people with your greatness. Verse 15, give testimony unto those that thou hast possessed from the beginning, and raise up seers that have been in your name. Verse 16, reward them that wait for thee, and let thy seers be found faithful. Verse 17, O Yahweh, hear the prayer of thy servant, according to the blessing of Aaron, over your people, that all they which dwell upon the earth may know that you are Yahweh, the eternal Yahweh. Verse 20, a forward mind calls of heaviness, but a man of experience will recompense him.
Mm-hmm. I'll read verse 16 again.
The book of Sirach, chapter 36, verse number 16. Reward them that wait for thee, and let your seer be found faithful.
Mm-hmm. Let's back up and precept that to 9, verse 6 of Daniel. Get a precept on that about Yahweh Israel. 9, verse 6. Let your seers be faithful. That's pretty good. Let's precept that to 9, verse 6 again.
The book of Daniel, chapter 9, verse number 6 reads, that we hearken unto your servants, the seers, respecting your name to our king, our princes, our fathers, to all the people of the land.
Mm-hmm. So he's saying that, but we didn't do that. See, we asked the question, were you here? And he's trying to tell you where you hear from, what you hear. Now, they say you wouldn't listen to the seer. You know, and we'll back up to 2 Chronicles 36. And let's see when you have a problem, listen to the seer and anoint the leadership. Let's see what the Bible says behind that. Which you hear? 36, verse 14 down to verse 16. 2 Chronicles 36, verse 14 to 16. What we're saying, would you hear what the Bible says? Now, once we hear what the Bible's saying, we can tell you the next move. 2 Chronicles 36, 14 down to verse 16. This is what he says. Come on.
2 Chronicles chapter 36, 14 down to verse 16 reads. Book of 2 Chronicles 36, verse number 14. Moreover, the chief of the priests and the people transgressed very much as all the abominations of the nation, and polluted the temple of Yahweh, which he had hallowed in Yahweh Judah, the southern kingdom. Verse number 15. Yahweh of their father sent to them by his messengers, rather than a beach and a sentence, because he had compassion on his people and on his dwelling place. Verse 16. But they mocked the messenger of Yahweh and despised his words, misused his seal, until the wrath of Yahweh rose against his people, because there was no remedy.
Mm-hmm. Because you saying, I got your memos. You saying in the 7th chapter of the book of Acts, we got your memos. So we don't know how we're going to address it, but we're going to address it through the Spirit of Yahweh. We're hearing your message. And in the 7th chapter, we'll take a look at something said there, Brother Yahweh, here in the 7th chapter, verse 35. All right. Acts chapter 7, verse 35 says what?
The book of Acts 7, verse 35 reads, this Moses, whom they refused saying, who made you a ruler and a judge, the same that Yahweh said to be a ruler and a deliverer by the hand of the minister spirit, which appeared to him in the bush.
Mm-hmm. Well, who made you the ruler? Sister Nani Camp Forces of the True Israelite, who made you the ruler? And who was he sent to? Giving the last line in 23, giving what he says to visit. So who was this to visit first that we got to bring to the table? So the first thing has got to be visit. That when he came to, he came visiting somebody in the last two lines of verse 23 of the 7th chapter of Acts. What did it say that, Brother Yahweh Israel?
The book of Acts, chapter 7, verse number 23.
Yeah, give me the last two lines to do some visiting. What's going on here?
The book of Acts, chapter 7, verse 23. It came into his mind to visit his brothers, the family of Israel.
So, you see, the first thing, we have to stop being so biased to feel that we always got to make a move contrary to the Bible. The first thing you have to do is visit the children of Israel that is scattered. Because Yahweh said the same thing in 18 chapter. He didn't back away from it. And then what we study hearing is things that were said, look, we got to bring them all in. We got to bring everybody in. No, we got to first do the Bible first. I said, would you hear the Bible? Well, what you mean we hear the Bible? Well, I can't answer you right now, but I can answer through the Spirit of Yahweh. I want to answer something. We're going to see what you hear what the Bible says. Where are we going, Brother Yahya Israel? Did I say anything? Because, you know, every now and then, we got a long way to go. What did we just drop on the table just then? Come on.
There was nothing there, Seer. We just read Acts 7:23.
We read Acts 7:23. 7:23. Okay, well, we'll slide on that. We read Acts 7:23. You know, I thought we dropped some down, but I know we didn't. But the point I'm saying, we got to hear this Bible. And if we hear this Bible, I mean, the Bible tells the story. If we hear this Bible, that's all it counts. Don't worry about the 6 anointed camps, those out there in West Africa, polluted for the land of Ham, and those out there in the second part of Shem's land, called the Caribbeans. We're going to hear some Bible and let's see what you, and if you got something pertaining to who made you a ruler. We're going to hear some Bible. Now, let's go back to your 39th chapter there, Brother Yahdai. We got to lay this foundation in. But some key words is going to be said in all, it just got through saying it there. There was some key words going to be saying in this one. Torah 39:12-27. Get down to 32, down to verse 35. So we try to lay some key words down, and this for those that 7 hours away on the west coast of Atlanta Ham, and those that 1 hour away out there in the Caribbean. That's 1 hour away. We know we got your message. We clear. But we're going to answer you through the pages of this blessing. Torah 39:12-27, 32 down to verse 35. What does that say?
The book of Torah, chapter 39, verse number 12 through 27, verse 32 through 35.
Sound great to me, Brother Yahdai Israel.
The book of Torah, chapter 39, verse 12 through 27, verse 32 through 35 reads. The book of Sirach, chapter 39, verse number 12. Sirach 39, verse 12 reads, yet have I more to say, which I have thought upon, for I am filled as the moon at the full. Verse 13, hearken unto me, you righteous children, family, and blood forth as a rose growing by the brook of the field. Verse 14. I give you a sweet savor as frankincense, and flourishing as a lily, send forth a smell and sing a song of praise, the Shaquah and all his works. Verse 15. Magnify his name and show forth his praise with the songs of your lips and with hearts, and in praising him you shall say after this manner. Verse 16, all the works of Yahweh are exceeding good. Whatsoever he commanded shall be accomplished in due season. Verse 17, and none may say, what is this? Wherefore is that? For at the time convenient, they shall all be sought out. At his commandments, the water stood as a heap. And at the word, and at the words of his mouth, the receptacle of water. Verse 18, and his commandment is done whatsoever pleases him, and none can hinder when he was saved. Verse 19, the works of all flesh are before him, and nothing can be hid from his eyes. Verse 20, he says from everlasting to everlasting, and there is nothing wonderful. Verse 21, a man need not to say, what is this? Wherefore is that? For he had made all things for their uses. Verse 22. His blessing covered the dry land as a river, watered it as a flood. Verse 23. As he hath turned the waters into saltness, so shall the nation inherit his wrath. Verse 24. As his ways are plain unto the righteous, so are they a stumbling block unto the wicked. Verse 25. For the good are good things created from the beginning, so evil things for sinners. Verse 26. Principal thing for the whole use of man's life are water, fire, iron, salt, flour of wheat, honey, milk, and the blood of the grape, oil, and clothing. Verse 27. All these things are for good to the Yahqwali. So to the sinner, they are turned into evil. Verse number 32. Therefore, from the beginning, I will resolve and thought upon these things and have lived and have left them in writing. Verse 33. All the works of Yahqwali are good. He will give every needful thing in due season. Verse 34. Verse 34. So that a man cannot say, this is worse than that. When the time they shall all be well approved. Verse 35. And therefore praise you, Yahqwah, with the whole mind and mouth. Bless the name of Yahqwah.
That's big talk, that's excellent reading, brother. Yahdai Israel, but you made a profound statement there, brother Yahdai Israel. Back up to verse 32 or 33, and it said it was left. What kind of way? So you saying this already, we ain't got to walk that one-eyed Satan. We ain't got to do none of that. All we got to do was one of the verses that we all put on the table, 32 or 33. You mean we ain't got to see what? Nope, nothing said. All we got to do is do what? And which one of the verses we want to put on the table there? 32 or 33 about how this thing was already left to you. Come on.
The book of Sirach, chapter 39, verse 32 reads, therefore from the beginning I will resolve, thought upon these things, and have left them in writing.
He left in the writing, say, right? So now, and remember, First Maccabees, chapter 12, verse 9, saying what? See, we study is making moves. We got think tanks going all over the world. And Yahweh just said, I'm left and right. All we got now is go see what the writing said. Now, if you take the class tape from last night and put that with this one, you'll be the tightest thing in of who's supposed to do what. Because it's already been left in writing. Who's supposed to do what? By combining that feast tape last night with this one right here, and you connect these together, you understand something. It'd be big for you. Big. You read it already? And what do we say about Yahdai Israel left and right? What are we working with?
The book of Sirach 39, verse number 32 reads, therefore, from the beginning, I will resolve and thought upon these things, and have left them in writing.
So you're left and right, but we begin say first book of Maccabees 12 verse 9 there, brother Yahdai Israel. First Maccabees 12:9. So it been left and right, and look what he got written in First Maccabees 12 verse 9. He says it's been left and right. So all we got to do is find out what is written, because it's been left in writing, and then let's bring up what's written, and let's make a judgment to what's written, regardless from where it's coming from, long as it's Israel of descent, and knowing that the lead tribe was talked about in yesterday's lesson. So it's left in writing who's supposed to do who. It's just like a wheel. They were cut to the chase when they make out the wheel. Then the attorney reads the wheel. And this is the wheel that was left. And this we said, this, get this. And you hear somebody crying. Yeah. But the wheel gonna stand. You hear the man saying, it's left and right, see, right? So all we got to do now is go back and see what was left in the will. That's written. 12 verse 9. First Maccabees, what does it say, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of First Maccabees 12, verse number 9 reads, "And for we also, albeit we need none of these things, that we have the whole righteous book of the scriptures in our hands to comfort us."
Ain't that so? Now you see the man saying, we got the righteous scripture, y'all. See, and all we going to bring out, not how long we've been here and that we is a novelist or whatever, but what we going to bring was already in writing, the righteous scripture. That's all we're going to bring to you, see, right? Now, what you hear, what you believe what the Bible's saying, now, that's all we're asking you, what you believe what the Bible's saying. Let's go to the 42nd chapter of the book of Sirach. And we'll look at verse 15 down to verse 23, then we'll precept a little bit. Let's go to Sirach 42. So listen, we're saying West Africa, South Africa, polluted for the land of Ham. Would you hear what the scripture say? You say, we going by the Bible. Okay. Would you have the ear to hear? And that's all we're going to bring to the table is what the Bible say. Let's see what the Bible say. In Sirach 42, 15 out of verse 23. What does it say there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of Sirach 42, verse 15 through 23 reads. Book of Sirach, chapter 42, verse number 15. I will now remember the work of Yahweh and declare the thing that I have seen. And the words of Yahweh are his works. Verse 16. The sun that giveth light looketh upon all things. The work thereof is full of the greatness of Yahweh. Verse 17. Yahweh have not given power to the saints to declare all his marvelous works, which the Almighty Yahweh firmly settled, that whatsoever is might be established for his greatness. Verse number 18. He seeketh out the deep and the heat and the mind and to consider their crafty devices. For Yahweh knoweth all that may be known. He beholdeth the signs of the world. Verse 19. He declares the things that are past, the far to come, and revealeth the steps of the hidden things. Verse 20. No thought escaped him, neither any word is hidden from him. Verse 21. He have garnished the excellent works of his wisdom. He is from everlasting to everlasting. To him may nothing be added. Neither can he be diminished, and he have no need of any counselor. Verse 22. What I desire are all his works, and that a man may see even to a spark. Verse 23. All these things live and remain forever for all uses. And they are all obedient.
You hear that? Read verse 17 and 19 above Yahdai Israel. Verse 17 and verse 19. Listen to that.
Verse number 17. The book of Sirach 42. Verse 17. Now if I have not given power to the saints to declare all his marvelous works, which the Almighty Yahweh firmly settled, that whatsoever is might be established for his greatness. Verse number 19. He declares the things that are past and for to come, and reveals the steps of hidden things.
What you mean by he haven't gave all this information to his saints? What can we read on what you're talking about in what are you talking about? Let's go to 150, verse 1. What do you mean by he have not revealed all the information to the saints? He said he haven't did it. So now listen, understand something. He said he haven't did it. Let's see what it says in 150, verse 1 of the book of Psalms. He said, I have not revealed all this information to the saints. That's what he said. We're going to look at 150 verse 1 says what?
The book of Psalms 150 verse number 1 reads, Psalms 150 verse number 1. Praise you, Yahweh. Praise Yahweh in the temple. Praise him in the firmament of his power.
Mm-hmm. 149, who's telling that to?
Verse number 149. Psalm 149, verse 1. Praise you, Yahweh. Sing unto Yahweh a new song and his praises in the congregation of the saints.
Verse 14.
Verse number 14. He also exalts the horn of his people. Psalm 148, 14. He also exalts the horn of his people. Praise of all his saints, even of the family of Israel, a people near unto him. Praise you, Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. Well, look at 149, verse 1. On that, too, that brother Yahweh Israel. 149, verse 1. Excellent. So listen. So he said, I have not given all the information to the saints. So he's letting you know now, would you hear what the Bible says? He said, now the saints is Israelites, is Israel. But listen, Israelites, all over the known world. He said, I did not give you all the information. I didn't do that. And we're going to get a precept in 149, verse 1.
The book of Psalms 149, verse 1. Praise you, Yahweh. Sing unto Yahweh a new song and his praises in the congregation of the saints.
Congregation of the saints is the congregation of Israel. So he said, I did not give you all the information. So once you know that you Israel, but he's saying, listen, Israel, I did not give you all the information. But what I did do in Amos 3, 1 and 2 and verse 7, I did do something that we can read. But something I did do that we can read. Amos 3, 1, 2 and 7.
Book of Amos chapter 3, verse number 1, 2. Verse number 7 reads, Book of Amos, chapter 3, verse number 1 and 2, verse 7. Book of Amos, chapter 3, verse number 1. Hear this word that Yahweh has spoken against you, O family of Israel, because the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt saying, verse number 2, you only have I known of all the families of the earth, therefore I will punish you. Oh, you'll see. Verse number 7. Surely Yahweh will do nothing, but he revealed his secret unto his servants, the seekers.
So he's saying in 4:2:17, he said, all you Israelites, don't y'all listen to me carefully. I did not give you all the information. The one that all the information was given to for man to pass to you was the seer. That is the game changer. Because I don't care how high you get, you'll never get higher than the seer, because that's the one he gave the information to pass on to the saints called the children of Israel. He said, I left this part in writing. And that is just like the will is left in writing. Exactly the protocol on what to do. Let's go to Zechariah 44, 1 through 13. See now, West Ham, Southern Ham, Jamaica, the second part of Shem's land called the Caribbean. Is we going to hear the Bible? Let's hear the Bible some. Now, if you got something, I'm waiting to hear what you got. But give me the Bible, and let's examine the Bible. Sirach 44, 1 through 13. Listen good.
The book of Sirach. Chapter 44, verse number 1 through 13 reads, Book of Sirach 44, verse number 1. Let us not praise famous men and our fathers that begat us. Verse number 2. Yahweh have wrought great honor by them through his great power from the beginning. Verse number 3. Such as did bear rule in their kingdom, men renowned for their power, giving counsel by their understanding, declaring prophecy. Verse 4, leaders of the people by their counsel, and by their knowledge of learning met for the people, wise and eloquent in their instructions. Verse number 5, such as found out musical tunes and recited verses in writing. Verse 6, rich man furnished with ability, living peaceable in their habitation. Verse 7, all these were honored in their generations, were the honor of their times. Verse 8, there be of them that have left a name behind them, that their praises might be reported. Verse 9, some there be which have no memorial, and though they had never been, they have become as though they had never been born, and their children after them. Verse number 10, but these were merciful men, whose righteousness have not been forgotten. Verse number 11, with their seed shall continually remain a good inheritance, and their families are within the covenant. Verse 12, their seed standeth fast in their family for their sake. Verse 13, their seed shall remain forever, and their honor shall not be blotted out.
So read verse 1 and 10 again, Brother Yachdaiser. 44 verse 1 and 10.
The book of Sirach 44, verse number 1, verse number 10 reads, Sirach 44, verse 1, Let us now praise famous men and our fathers that begat us. Verse 10. But those were merciful men whose righteousness have not been forgotten.
Mm-hmm. What does he mean? What do you mean by that? Let's precept that to Sirach 38, verse 23. Let's precept and see what is he trying to say. What is he trying to say we can read in the book of Sirach 38, verse 23?
Book of Sirach, chapter 28.
Verse 23, that Brother Yachdaiah. Let's see what is he saying.
The book of Sirach, chapter 38, verse number 33 reads, they shall not be sought for in public council, but sit high in the congregation. They shall not sit on the judge's seat, nor understand the sentence of judgment. They cannot declare justice and judgment, and they should not be found where parables are spoken.
Look at that real carefully, Brother Yachdai Israel, because I'm kind of stuck. Look at that real carefully, verse 38, and look at that, and look at verse 23, real carefully. 38, 23 of the book of Sirach. Let me get a little book and peek, because I need to hear that, Brother Yachdai Israel. Can you take a look at it again and make sure we're on point?
The book of Sirach 38, verse 23 reads, when the dead is at rest, that is, remembrance rests, and be confront and be comforted for him when the spirit is departed from him.
Ain't that something? Read that again, Brother Yachdai Israel. Read that again. Now bring that on home, Brother Yachdai Israel. Now bring it home. We'll make a comment on it. We'll make sure it's out there again. Sirach 38, verse 23. Listen good.
Book of Sirach, chapter 38, verse 23 reads, when the dead is at rest, that is remembrance, rest, be comforted for him when the spirit is departed from him.
He's saying, listen, you don't have to have every time you got a Bible class study, you're bringing up people that's dead. Let the dead, let them rest now. Let them rest now. You know, you got a living YHW, he's a son, that, you know, that said, he made a claim about him. He said, look here. In the 32nd chapter of Deuteronomy, that's a good precept that Brother Yachdai is there. He said, now, you know, you got service going on, and you bring, you have the dead men's up there, and you put a person in that spirit, or trying to catch up with the dead man. No. They have ran their course. You got a living seer that's on the table as we speak. Read that again, what he said. Do what? In 38:23. This is the ministry is telling Sarasa, put this in right. He said, I left this in right. Because you got a lot of ministries, every lesson, you got the Muslims. Every lesson, they got Muhammad. They got continue. Let Muhammad rest now. Every ministry out there and a lot of areas in the Bahamas and the Caribbean, you got Marcus Garvey and Haji Selassie. You got them like they still walking in the face of the, listen, the Bible telling you from the mouth of the minister spirit, 38 verse 23 again, if we can read.
The book of Sirach 38 verse 23 reads, when the dead is at rest, let his remembrance rest and be comforted for him when his spirit is departed from him.
He said, let the dead rest. There's no precept that. Why he said that? We're going to 32. We're going to 32. He's going to say, well, in the 32nd chapter of the book of Deuteronomy, we're going to look at verse 39 and verse 40. This is what he says in the book of Deuteronomy 32. Verse 39 and 40. What he said, what can we read that, Brother Yagdai, Isaiah 32, verse number 39 and 40. What can we read?
The book of Deuteronomy 32, verse 39, verse 40 reads. Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32, verse number 39 reads. See now that I am he, and there is no Yahuwah with me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal. Is there any that can deliver out of my hand? Verse 40. If I lift up my hands to heaven and say, I live forever.
If anybody you supposed to want to worship is the one that got that kind of talk with them. He said he the one heal, kill, make alive. And then he dropped some in there and said, not only that, I live forever. And we'll precept that to the 45th chapter of Isaiah, verse 6 and 7. So listen to what he's saying. You ain't got to have the remembrance of all these dead folks. They have ran their course. You got a living seer on the table right now. It's going to show you what the records are saying. And all you got to do is obey what the Bible is saying. We ain't got to continue to have lessons based upon going out to graves, bringing back our ancestors back up like I'm hearing out there in the land of Ham. But he made it plain to you, land of Ham, in 146, 1, 2, 3, 4. Land of Ham. Listen, all the parts of Africa. Would you hear what the scripture is saying? The Mr. Spirit is the one talking in 146, 1, 2, 3, 4. Would you hear what the Bible's saying, what it say in 146, 1, 2, 3, 4, a Psalm?
Book of Psalms, 146, number 1 through 4 reads, Psalm 146, verse 1. Praise you, Yahuwah. Praise Yahuwah, O my soul. Verse number 2. While I live, will I praise Yahuwah. I will sing praise unto my Yahuwah while I have any being. Verse 2, 3. Put not your trust in princes or in the son of man in whom there is no help. Verse 4. His breath goeth forth. He returned to his earth. And that very day his thoughts perish.
He said, don't put no into the Prince of Peace, that's outside. Now, it's a Prince of Peace in his Bible, but the Prince of Peace in his Bible say he lives forever. See? You got someone to tell you, listen, to get to where we got to get to next, we got to remember we ain't got to go out to no grave and bring back no ancestors. They're not going to come back and tell you nothing. Those up on the West Coast that's Israelite descent, Northern Kingdom and Yahdah Judah. You're not going to be able to wake up the dead Okay, Yahuwah, give a shout. When you give a shout, all that's in Yahuwah is going to raise. But until that time comes, they have no answer right now. They thoughts and their memories, all what they have did is gone. So we got to come good with that. Would you hear what the scripture is saying? What was you holding that, Brother Yahuwah Israel? What was you holding?
Nothing on the table.
Let's go back to Sirach chapter 40, 1, 2, and 11 then. Sirach chapter 40. Well, give me 2 down to verse 4. Well, 1 to 4 and verse 11. Let's see what it says in 1 through 4, 11, and 21. 1 through 4, 11, and 21. What did I say that, Brother Yahuwah Israel? Sirach. Well, I tell you what, no. Just give me the 40th chapter, verse 1, 2, and 11. We'll start it right there. Sirach 40, 1, 2, and 11. Good enough. Last word, 40, 1, 2, and 11. What did it say?
Book of Sirach, chapter 40, number 1, 2, verse number 11 reads, Sirach 40, verse number 1. Great travail is created for every man. And a heavy yoke is upon the sons of Adam from the day that they go out of their mother's womb to the day that they return to the mother of all things. Verse number 2. Their imagination of things to come and the day of death. Their thoughts and cause for fear of mind. Verse number 11. All things that are of the earth shall turn to the earth again. That which is of the waters that return into the sea.
So you see, saying, see, Roy, listen, anybody got a chance to run their course, but if you got a living seer on the scene as we speak, they're going to share what the Bible says. And we examine what you got on the table. And until you understand that you got a living seer on the table as we speak, according to the scripture, the one that's dead, let them rest. And let's work with the one that's living. Because the dead is not going to get up and tell you nothing until Yahuwah come and wake them up. And he ain't going to wake them up. We'll read that tomorrow when he's going to wake them up. We'll take you that tomorrow. Let's go to Sirach 41, 2 through 4. Let's go to Sirach 41, 2 through 4. See, we got to lay the groundwork down. Because you got to know where we're standing at before, then once you agree on what we're standing on according to what's written, then we can take it to another level. But you got to understand, we're not going to be all over the place. We're going to put down what the book is saying, fairly at the Yahuwah. It's up to you to understand what he's saying. Sirach 41, 2 down to verse 4 says what? Sirach 41, 2 down to verse 4. Brother Yahuwah Israel, come on.
Book of Sirach, chapter 41, number 2 through 4 reads. Sirach 41, verse number 2. Sirach 41, verse 2. O death, acceptable is your sentence unto the needy, and to him whose strength faileth. That is now in the last age and is vexed with all things. To him that despaireth and have lost patience. Verse number 3. Bring out their sentence of death. Remember them that have been before thee that come after. For this is the sentence of Yahuwah over all flesh. Verse 4. What art thou against the pleasure of the Most High? There is no inquisition in the grave. Whether thou have lived 10 or 100. For 1,000 years.
You know what I'm saying? He said, once you get down in that grave, it's over with. You can have vigils and all that, light the candles and all that, but it's over with. He said, once you're down there, it's over with. You can preach up that, but we ain't going to do it. For time's sake, we'll get a couple more in, and then we're going to bring the elder back in the mother. So that's what he's saying. So you, when you're making these trips out there and you're going and talking to the ancestors, like you say, which means your forefathers and mothers, listen, you ain't getting no answer according to Yahuwah, but you can get an answer. But you're not going to get an answer from Yahuwah until he raises him up at the last day. Let's go to 44. We'll look at verse 12 through 22. We'll read one more, and we'll break it down in from there, Brother Yahuwah Israel. Because you got to be clear. You got to have our resume of the six anointed camps. And our resume is the Bible. Now, once you review, take 36. You pick out what you want in there, and then we can continue the conversation. And the 44th chapter, verse 14 through 22 says what?
The book of Sirach.
44. Pick up verse 14 out of verse 22. And we're going to read one more, and then we're going to bag down Brother Yahuwah Israel. And we try to lay this foundation down soundly, but it can have something to listen to see where we're coming from that we can read. Sirach 44, 12 through 22. I mean 14 out of verse 22. What does it say? 14 to 22.
The book of Sirach, chapter 14, verse number 14 to 22 reads.
No, 44. Sirach. Chapter 44, verse 14 to 22. Sirach 44, skip down to verse 14 to 22. Brother Yahuwah Israel, come on.
The book of Sirach, chapter 44, verse number 14 to 22 reads. Sirach 44, verse 14. Their bodies are buried in peace, but their name liveth forevermore. Verse 15. The people will tell of their wisdom, and the congregation will show forth their praise. Verse 16. Enoch, pleased Yahuwah, was translated, being an example of repentance to all generations. Verse 17. Noah was found perfect and righteous. In the time of wrath, he was taken in exchange for the world. Therefore was he left as a remnant unto the earth when the flood came. Verse number 18, an everlasting covenant was made with him that all flesh should perish no more by the flood. Verse number 19, Abraham was a great father of many people, and honor was there none like unto him. Verse 20, he kept the Torah instructions of the Most High. He was in covenant with him. He established the covenant in his flesh, and when he was proved, he was found faithful. Verse 21. Therefore he assured him by an oath that he would bless the nations and his seed, that he would multiply him as the dust of the earth, and as all their seed as the stars, to cause them to inherit from sea to sea, from the river until the utmost parts of the land. Verse 22. With Isaac did he establish likewise for Abraham his father's sake, and blessings, the blessings of all men and the covenant.
Read verse 21 again.
The book of Sirach, 44, verse 21. Therefore he assured him by an oath that he would bless the nation in his seed, and that he would multiply him as the dust of the earth, and as all the seed as the stars, and cause him to inherit from sea to sea, from the river unto the utmost parts of the land.
He said he swore that he was going to bless his seed. So you don't need no one other than outside of Israel if he told y'all, I'm going to bless his seed. So the only one I'm going to be talking right now is Israel. I don't care how long the briefcase is. He said it's already a blessing on the seed. Not by election, C. Roy, where somebody can come and say, well, I got connection in high places. But no, the blessing is already been swore by an oath that it must come from the seed that take it from the next level. He said, now, he made a swore by oath. Now, I got to precept that in the book of Eber 13. I got to precept that. So he said, it's been already told, so you don't have to continue to wait on somebody of another nation that's outside of the Bible information to lead you now. You don't have to do that. You have to now understand that you've been blessed to have someone around this time to show you what the Bible is saying through the seed line of the peoples of the book. So he made a profound statement with the precept in the sixth chapter. And look what he said in verse 13 and 14. He made it plain. Matter of fact, you might as well make a sound of 13 and verse 15, and we'll read one more and close out. So listen. He said, you don't swore by oath. Now listen. Somebody out of seed going to take it from where the point that was left at. You ain't got to pull no straws or wait on somebody to come with a big suitcase and say, well, I'm here. No, no, you got to be the bloodline to be here. And you got to be from a civic, a tribe in these days. If you take last night's taping and this one, you'll know what tribe we're talking about. It must be according to we left it in writing. What did it say there, Brother Yahdai? Is 13 on verse 15 says what?
Book of Sirach.
Yeah, or the book of Hebrew. Chapter 6. And book of Hebrew, chapter 6. We're going to put a spin on it now. Pick it up around by verse number 17 up to 13. Let's put a spin on it right now, Brother Yahdai. Let's put a spin on it a little bit, but we all better read it. The sixth chapter of the book of Hebrew, but we try to call it Hebrew. Pick it around by verse 17 and walk straight up to verse 13. Back up. Come on.
The book of Hebrew, through the word Hebrews, chapter 6, verse 17 reads, for in Yahweh willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the mutability of his counsel confirmed it by an oath. Verse 16, for men truly swear by the greater, an oath for a confirmation is to them an end of all strife. Verse 15, so after he had patient endured, he obtained the promise. Verse 14, saying, surely blessing I will bless thee, multiplying I will multiply thee. 13. But when Yahweh made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, swear by himself.
Ain't that nice? Listen, you hear that? So when he swore and letting you know that the one that's going to talk now will be from the bloodline. He said, I left it in writing. And somebody going to let you know because you got those going to come with the suitcase from another nation. But he told you, I swore, and I'm going to leave the one that's going to take it to the next level. It will be from the bloodline, not from the election, because he got the smooth talk and the big suitcase. No, see, right? It's going to be somebody going to come and connect the Bible. But he said, we left it in writing. We bring it out in writing. The do's and don'ts. We'll close out in 45. Oh, Sirach, verse 5, verse 11, 15 through 26 in the closing statement of Brother Yahdai Israel. You still tell that, Brother Yahdai Israel, and I like that. See, listen, we're trying to tell you something. Listen, those that unpack the network from all out there 7 hours away, we're gonna do a memo show, even the ones around Morocco. All these areas is logging into this broadcast, but we gotta show you what the Bible is saying. Now, once you understand that you're gonna make a commitment according to the Bible, then we can talk some more. But you gotta first chew down on this. Sirach 45, verse 5, 11, 15 through 26. And the closing statement, Brother Yahdai Israel, come on.
Book of Sirach, chapter 45, verse 11, verse 5, verse 11, verse 15 through 26 reads, Sirach 45, verse 5, made him to hear his voice and brought him up into the dark cloud, gave him commandments before his face, even to a instruction on life and knowledge, that he might teach Israel his covenant, Israel his judgment. Verse 11. With twisted scarlet, the work of the cunning workman, with precious stones, graven like seals, and set in gold the work of the jeweler, with the writing engraved for a memorial after the number of the tribes of Israel. Verse 15. Moses consecrated himself and anointed him with righteous oil. This was appointed unto him by an everlasting covenant with seed, so long as the heavens short remain, that they should minister unto him and execute their office of the priesthood and bless the people in his name. Verse 16. Chose him out of all the men living to offer a sacrifice to Yahweh, increased incense, the sweet savior, for memorial to make reconciliation for the people. Verse 17. Gave unto him his Torah instructions, authority, and the statutes of judgment, that he should teach Israel the covenant and inform Israel in his law, Torah instructions. Verse 18. Strangers conspired together against him. Men lean him in the wilderness, few the men that was of Dathan and Abiram, tried the congregation of Korah with fury and wrath. Verse number 19. Did Yahweh sought and it displeased him, and in his wrathful indignation were they consumed. He did wonders upon them to consume them with the fiery flame. Verse 20. But he made Aaron more honorable and gave him an heritage. Divided unto him the first fruit of the increase, especially he prepared bread in abundance. Verse 21. For they eat of the sacrifice of Yahweh which he gave unto him and his seed. Verse 22. Albeit in the land of the people he had no inheritance, neither had he any portions among the people, for Yahweh himself is his portion and inheritance. Verse 23. The third in honor, Behez, son of Eleazar, because he had zeal in the fear of Yahweh and stood up with good courage of mind when the people were turned back and made reconciliation for Israel. Verse number 24. Therefore was there a covenant of peace made with him, that he should be the chief of the temple and of his people, and that he and his posterity should have the dignity of the priesthood forever. Verse 25. According to the covenant made with David, son of Jesse of the tribe of Judah, that the inheritance of the king should be to his prosperity alone, to the inheritance of Aaron should be, shall also be unto his seed. Verse 26. Yahweh gave him, gave you wisdom in your mind to judgment his people, to judge his people in righteousness, to instruction that their good things be not abolished, that their honor may be endured forever.
Mm-hmm. Read verse 17 and 26 of the close of David and brother Yahweh Israel. Look what it says in verse 17 and verse 26, and we'll explain and let you get you to that nice urban kid and run back. You've done your thing in grand style, brother Yahweh Israel. But this has to be put out there in grand style. So in verse 17 and 26 says what, in the closing statement says what?
Verse number 17. He gave unto him his Torah instructions and authority and the statute of judgment, that he should teach Israel the covenant and inform Israel in his Torah instructions. Verse 18.
Verse 26. Yeah, verse 26. 17, that was excellent, and verse 26 in the closing statement.
Verse 26. Yahweh give you wisdom in your mind to judge his people in righteousness, their good things be not abolished, that the honor may endure forever.
Excellent. That was excellent, brother. Y'all got here ready to do it all. That was excellent. But we got to get this message out. But the bottom line is, understand one thing. If we remember one thing, we read the name, and we found out all through this was given to instruction was the four letters, YHWH. All the names that we're using out there in Western Ham and Southern Ham and they call Africa, all the names and names we're using out there in the Caribbean, you have to put all them down and come to this man with the name of the four letters, YHWH. Then we know you're working on something. You want Yahweh to intervene? It starts with his name. Brother Yahweh Israel, what's your closing statement here? Excellent on your part there, come out.
Hallelujah, Quah, hallelujah, Quah, hallelujah, Quah. The way it's rolling out, see Israel, a seed right. Great work, team. To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. See, one thing about it, once we have laid out what he gave us to give you, it's up to you to weigh in a balance. Do you want to work with that? Do you want to work with some book? Then we don't want to talk book. But if you don't want to work with the book, we can't do nothing with you. We make the call in accordance to the Bible, we're going to be on something. We're going to bring Yahweh in. That way we bring our elder back in and get his closing statement before he go on that big station called Pal Talking. And like I said again, I come over there only for one reason, take notes only. Elder Mr. Kill, your final thoughts on take 36 during the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel. And thank you for bringing me back and to tonight's broadcast. And I was just raring back, listening, drinking me some herbal tea as you were speaking, absorbing all this word that was said. And I hope that at the beginning of our program, that most of the listening members were paying attention, because there was a lot to learn in the beginning of the broadcast, and it will be continue learning throughout the final of our broadcast. You know, it's come to me to think, there's a problem out there with people reading the Bible. They will pick it up, grab it, read it when they feel stressed or whatever. They'll pick out their favorite verse and read it. And they'll come to you, Mr. Tibbs, I still feel, you know, worried and stressed. And I don't know what's wrong. I read the Bible every day and I read my favorite verses. I just can't see what's wrong with me. Well, let's take a look and see what it says in 1 Maccabees 12:9. Reading the favorite scriptures in the Bible and still feel uneasy and can't think of what you need to say. Well, in 1 Maccabees 12:9, it says, therefore, we need none of these things, that we have the righteous books of scripture in our hands to comfort us. Well, at that point, we got the righteous books of scriptures, not our favorite verses. We need to read the Bible, follow the protocol, learn what this program has to offer in teaching you how to read the Bible, knowing how to do your precepts, learn your precepts. Don't follow any brother that tells you, your precepts means you need to obey. No, you look at Psalms 119, what does that tell you? 119, 104, by their precepts you gain understanding. Therefore, you hate every false way. You need to get these things down in mind. And as you read, you will feel more comfort as you read the books, not your favorite verses. This is why we say a teacher can't learn from his students. The teacher teaches the students. So when they learn, they come to the program. They know they're going to hear things that they need to hear. This is why we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast. Through these dark times of bad teaching, wrong thoughts, and Christianity. Teaching you about Yahweh's word, connecting the books, your health, and foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. We do all this because you have not. This information that you came to seek. And as I said before, you have to look no further. You found that in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of God. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days for your learning is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We usually don't have a class on Tuesday unless we have a high day, which just passed, or a special event. But we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of Sabbath is Friday. Time starting at 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine and write on the search line, enter tribe, that's tribeyhdh.com. After clicking on just under the big line, you will see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow those instructions. On any other device, you might see menu. But after clicking menu, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells all of us when we read the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, Give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and also the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah, live. Also, for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also, while there, I insist for you to check the calendar. That will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. We also have a live program. It's a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. In order to get there, type three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click in it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada. Just click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into the live online broadcast. We're also using two email addresses. The first is Tribe. The spelling is TRIBEYHDH. @gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answered or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeel@gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. We also have a few numbers you can call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is 319-527-6065. This is the live conference room number. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call, leave a message on scriptures you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 6 million camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Also, by calling this number, you can order our 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. That's right, any of particular 12 programs you can order. Now, for those of you who have maybe missed the beginning of our show, you can always catch the entire program after 9:15 today, except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Choose the program you were late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, as was mentioned earlier, during the normal broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting on Paltalk. Listed under ethnic group, African American, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. You'll find this is where Yahuwah's word is also working for your education. Online there to discuss the on-the-table topics will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, riding a shotgun. Like he said, he'll probably be taking notes. No comments will be taken off topic or any more than 2 text questions answered at a time. And failure to follow the Righteous Act, the elder will choose to block or restrict the misuse. And if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, our teaching will continue on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. So at this time, we will turn our program back over to our seer, Israel, and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. You know, that was excellent again. And like I said, again, we got all these memos in, but we got to lay the groundwork down that the Bible stands, and it was already left and right like a wheel. You know, you got a lot of people, they make their wheels out. They say, look at man, make your wheel out, man, because one of these days, ma'am, you know you're going to leave here. Make your will out. And then and the will is read by the lawyers, and they tell you exactly who got what, and you go by the will. Okay, good. So why don't you go by the will of the Bible? Now, we're getting what the Bible says. It's left and right. Exactly who's supposed to do what, when, and how, and what not to do. We read you the will of the Bible as we speak. Would you hear? But the best part of the broadcast when the mothers come on. The mothers is going to give you a statement, comments, or based upon whatever the Almighty put on them. So what you hear is the best part of the broadcast. Here we go. When you meet the mothers out of Camp 1, Mother Z, tribe of Yahdab Judah, Yahdab BGLC, right?
Yahweh bless and keep you, see Israel, Aroya, see. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Well, you heard a lot from the time of the broadcast. If you want to comment on that, fine. If you already got some on the table, that's fine, too. Because it's the best part of the broadcast, and you on the clock. Come on.
I would like to read from Joshua, looted for Oshua. Verse 24, starting at verse 1, and I would just like to read this for the national order, some of it. I'm not going to read it all. Starting at verse 1, and Joshua polluted for Oshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to test and call for the elders of Israel and for their heads and for their judges and for their officers and their presented themselves before the Yahweh. Verse 2, and Joshua polluted for Oshua said unto all the people, thus said the Yahweh of Israel, your father, dwell on the other side of the flood, dwelling on the other side of the flood in old time, even Terah, the father of Abraham and the fathers of they serve other false Yahwehs. Verse 3, and they took your father Abraham from the other, and he took your father Abraham from the other side of the flood and led him throughout all the land of Canaan, and his seed and multiplied. Kingdom and multiplied his seed and gave him Israel. Verse 4. And I gave unto Israel Jacob and Esau, and I gave unto Esau myself for a possession, for to possess it. But Jacob and his children went down into Mizraim, and I'm going to skip down to verse 14. Now therefore fear the Yahweh and serve him in truth and put away the false Yahwehs which your father served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt polluted for Mizraim, land of bondage, and serve. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Yahweh, choose ye this day who ye will serve, whether the false Yahwehs which your father served, that were on the other side of the flood, or the false Yahwehs of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Yahweh. Verse 16, and the people answered and said, Yahweh forbid that we should forsake the Yahweh to serve other false Yahwehs. Verse 17, for the Yahweh, he is he that bought us up and out of fathers out of the land of Egypt, polluted from Mizraim, the land of bondage, from the house of bondage, and which did those great signs in our sight, and preserve us in all the way wherein we went, and among all the people throughout verse 18, and the Yahweh drove out from, and the Yahweh drove out from before us all the people, even the Amorites which dwell in the land thereof. Will we also serve the Yahweh, for he is our Yahweh. Verse 19. And Oshua said unto the people, You cannot serve the Yahweh, for he is a righteous Yahweh. He is a jealous Yahweh. He will not forgive your transgressions, neither your sin. Verse 20, if ye forsake the Yahweh and serve strange Yahweh, then he will turn and do you hurt and consume you after that he have done you hurt. So this is talking about choose this day who you're going to serve, the true and living Yahweh, or you're going to serve false Yahweh. And I would just like to read some of that by the national audience. It's lots more of it to read, but I'm going to start right here and say, Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Yes. And that's what we kind of bring to the table. It's already left and right what we have to do. They said we've already, it ain't about now having the think tank. It's left and right what we should do. It's written down, and all we're doing is showing you what's in writing to do. So we're going to bring another mother out of Camp 1, although it's mothers in Camp 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And Mother E going to tell you what the Almighty put on her to tell this national audience. Because one thing about it, see, we come humble. But we come to do one thing. Wake up your attention and say, let's take a look at the Bible one more time. At the Bible. We meet the mothers out of Canaan 1, Mother E, tribe of Yahdav Judah. Yahweh beat you that sea, right?
Yahweh beat you, still Israel, a sea, right? Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, there, Mother E. I know you don't hear a lot, about the night. And all we're trying to do is get them aware that they ain't got to go outside of the Bible to get their instruction. Everything they need to know is in the Bible. So now what you want to tell this national audience, this is a big one too. 161203, and it's flashing, and more trying to get in, but it's too late. They got to catch tomorrow night broadcast. So what you got to tell this national audience, Mother, you on the clock, come on.
Oh, okay. So what I want to say tonight to the national audience, what I want to read, I'm going to Psalms 81. And I'm going to read verse 1. Sing aloud unto Yahweh, our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the Yahweh of Israel. And I'm going to verse 8. Hear my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, that thou wilt hearken unto me. Verse 9. There shall no strange Yahweh be in thee, neither shall thou worship any strange false Yahweh. Verse 10. I am the Yahweh, your Yahweh, which brought thee out of the land of Mizraim, the house of bondage. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. Verse 11. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would not of me. Verse 12. So I gave them up unto their own mind, lust, and they walked in their own counsel. Oh, that my people had hearkened to me, and Israel had walked in my way. I should soon have subdued their enemies and turned my hand against their adversaries. Verse 15. The hatred of the Yahweh should have submitted themselves unto him. But their time should have ended forever. Verse 16. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat and with honey out of the rock should I have satisfied thee. Okay. Now I'm going to Exodus 20 and 3. Exodus 20 and 3 reads, thus should have no other false Yahweh before me. Thus should not make unto thee any graven images or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the waters under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Yahweh, your Yahweh, am a jealous Yahweh, visiting the iniquitous sins of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation. Okay, and I'm going to Psalms 18:45. Get back there. Chapter 18, verse 45. The transgressor shall fade away and be afraid out of their closest places. The Yahweh liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the Yahweh my salvation be exalted. Okay. We don't serve no false Yahweh. We serve the true Yahweh and be blessed. Hallelujah Yahweh. Hallelujah Yahweh. Hallelujah Yahweh. Hallelujah Yahweh.
Hey, that's Mother E. Mother E and Mother Z. And we also don't bring the third mother out of camp on. And let's see what she has to tell this national article. One thing about it, Steve Ray, we asked the question, would you hear, what you going to do? Because we making sure when you stand before this man, he going to say, well, you know, I'll send my servants to you. Matter of fact, I ain't send the mothers to you. To just tell you, would you hear what the Bible is saying? It ain't no way of getting around anything once you turn back to your mighty one with the four letters. All these other names out on the West Coast or South Coast or the land of ham called Africa or all out in the Caribbean, you got to put all them names down and call them the one name, the living Yahweh, YHWH. When you start doing that, we'll tell you the next move that's ready. When you meet the mothers out of camp one, there's only five mothers G of Israel, tribe of Yahdah Judah. When you meet the mothers, mother G of Israel, Yahweh be to their seed, right?
Yahweh bless you, still Israel of Sea Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, that mother G of Israel. Well, you heard a lot. and become, we can't be no humble. But we got to tell you, it's already written. What's got to be done is already written. I can tell you in the lesson. It's already written. We ain't got to have no think tank. Let's see what the Bible's saying. You connect the last night lesson, get the lesson together. And then once you abide on what's written, then we show you the next move. What's your thoughts on that, or whatever your thoughts is, Mark Deb Israel? You're on the clock, come on.
Well, I want to address this national audience about what time we in, and what this is not the New Year's, the New Year that they are celebrating. I want to read it's a couple of scriptures, but I want to come start off in Exodus 12:1. I want to come with that first. And Yahweh spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, verse 2, this month shall be unto you the beginning of month. It shall be the first month of the year to you, to 13:4 of Exodus 13:4. This day came you out in the month Abib. The month Abib is on the calendar April, which is the new year. January came from the Roman goddess, and they named it January. And fooled the peoples and saying this is the new year, when scripture tell you when the new year is. Okay, I want to read Acts 11:7. I hope I can get through it. Okay, Acts. Exodus chapter 11:7. But against any of the children of Israel shall not a dog move his tongue, against man or beast, that you may know how that Yahweh do put a difference between Ham, Egyptian, and Israel. I want to go to Numbers 15:37-39. And it reads, Numbers 15:37. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, 38, speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generation, and that they put upon the fringes of the border a ribbon of blue. Verse 39. And it shall be unto you for a fringe, that you may look upon it and remember all the Torah instructions of Yahweh, and do them, and that you seek not after your own mind and your own eyes, after which you used to go a-whoring. Verse 40, that you may remember and do all the Torah instructions and be righteous unto Yahweh, your Yahweh. Verses 41, and as Yahweh, your Yahweh, which brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your Yahweh, I am Yahweh, your Yahweh, Okay, I want to go to I want to go to Galatians chapter verse 17. Okay, it reads, "From henceforth, let no man or woman trouble me, for I bear in my body the mark of Yahweh the Son." So the covenant and being obedient to Yahweh, we know that we have his mark. He did not give us January the 1st for no New Year's. And we have to be obedient to his word and wake up. The information is here for you to get it. But you got to be a covenant keeper to be to do Yahweh's will and keep his word. He left the instructions in the covenant. So I want to go to Baruch chapter chapter 2, verses, starting at verses, I think that's the one I want to go to. So, wait a minute. Well, I guess I'm not supposed to bring it out right now. So I didn't miss it. I'm gonna mess up. Okay, I want to go to Baruch chapter 2. And I'm going to start at verses 27. And this reads, "O Yahweh, Abba Yahweh, thou hast dwelt with us after all your goodness and according to all your great mercy of thine." Verse 28, "As thou spake by your servant Moses, in the day when thou didst command him to write the Torah instruction before the children of Israel, saying, 29, if you will not hear my voice, surely this very great multitude shall be turned into a small number among the nations where I will scatter them. Verse 30. For I know that they would not hear me, because it is a stiff-necked people. But in the land of their captivity, they shall remember themselves, 31, and shall know that I am Yahweh, their Yahweh, for I will give them a mind and ears to hear, 32. And they shall praise me in the land of their captivity and think upon my name, 33, and return from their stiff neck and from their wicked deeds, for they shall remember the way of their father, which sinned before Yahweh, verse 34. And I will bring them again into the land which I promised with an oath unto their father, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, and they shall be Yahweh's of it, and I will increase them, and they shall not be diminished. 35, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them to be their Yahweh, and they shall be my people, and I will no more drive my people of Israel out of the land that I have given them." So we got to get the mark. The mark of Yahweh is this covenant. He gave us Torah instruction. Israel, wake up. We're not in no new year. We in dead winter. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
That's right. We in dead winter. Everything crazy. ain't no coming up nowhere. You need your You don't need your lawnmower and all that stuff because ain't nothing moving. Everything up on the ground, trending. And come out something new year. You out there getting frostbit. Everything getting frostbit. Everything up on the ground, hiding out.
That's right.
Okay, we got time for one verse there, Mother E. We got time for one verse, maybe one. Let's run to Romans chapter 13, verse 11 on to verse 14, and then we'll close out with you, that Mother E. Let's see what it says in the book of Romans chapter 13, verse 11 to 14. Let's get that in the closing statement. Romans chapter 11, chapter 11.
Romans chapter 13, verse 11. And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation near than when we believe. Verse 12. The night is first spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Verse 13. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rottenness and darkness, not in chamber and wantonness, not in strife and envy. Verse 14, but put ye on the Yahweh the Son. Now, no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof.
What's your closing thing behind that, Mother E?
Okay. Wait a minute. Let me get back here. Gonna read one verse, Psalm 97. Comfort be all they that serve graven images that boast themselves of ours, wishes in him all ye false Yahweh. So wishes of false Yahweh, wishes to true Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Excellent. Mother E, that's excellent. We are Mother D of Israel. We might as well go and give us a one in. We got a couple more minutes left. Let's run through 1 John chapter 3, and look at 3 down to verse 11. On the right side of the book, 1 John chapter 3, 3 down to verse 11. Verse 8 is interesting. Let's go to 3 to 8. 1 John chapter 3, 3 down to verse 8. Let's see if we get this in. 1 John 3, 3 down to verse 8. Listen good, Mother D.F. Israel, come on.
1 John chapter
3,
3 down to
8. Yes, ma'am.
1 John chapter 3, verse 3, it reads, and every man or woman that has this hope in them purify themselves, even as he is pure. Verse 4, whosoever committed sin transgressed also the Torah instruction. For sin is the transgression by him. And you know that he was manifest to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Verse 6. Whosoever abides in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth has not seen him, neither known him. Verse 7. Little children, let no man or woman deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. Verse 8, he that committed sin is of the devil, for the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, Son of Yahweh was manifest, that he might destroy the work of the devil.
I'll read verse 8 again.
Verse 8. He, 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. He that commits sin is of the devil, for the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of Yahweh was manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil.
Mm-hmm. Let's get 1 John chapter 2, 3 down to verse 5 in the closing statement. 1 John 2, 3 down to verse 5. So if you sin, so if you're not keeping the Sabbath day, you're not keeping the feast day, you're not wearing the fringes, you are sinning against Yahweh, and you is of the devil. I'm saying 3 verse 8. So if you ain't got all that working for you, you are the devil. 1 John 3 verse 8. 1 John chapter 2, 3 down to verse 5 says what?
1 John chapter 2, verses 3 to 5, verse 3. And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his Torah instruction. Verses 4. He that says, I know him, and keepeth not his Torah instruction, is a liar, and the truth is not. Verse 5. But whosoever keepeth his word in him truly is the love of Yahweh perfect. Where hereby know we that we are in him.
Read verse 4 again for him or her. What does it say about him or her in verse 4 again?
1 John chapter 2, verse 4. He... that him or her that said, I know him, and keepeth not Torah instruction, is a liar, and the truth is not in them.
I need to say no more. Take your time and close out. It's all yours behind that. So those ain't wearing fringes, keeping the Sabbath day and the feast days, paying your tithes, free will offering and donation, you are a liar, and the truth not in you. Come on, Mother. Yeah. Take your time and say what you got to say. You on the clock. Come on for the close.
I want to read Psalms 119, verses 160. Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of them writes judgment, endures forever. Hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua.
Well, that was plain to me. So if you're wearing fringes, you're keeping the Sabbath day, by all means, you're keeping the Sabbath day. You're keeping the feast day. If you're doing everything the Bible tells you to do, you're all right. But if you're you're not paying your tithes, free will offering of donation, you're a liar.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true. Yahweh said, I ain't working with you. Would you believe the records? Or will you continue to be puffed up and say you work, Yahweh working with you? He said, how I'm working with you and you're not keeping my Torah instruction. Mother D.F. Israel, let's see what Romans chapter 8 says. We might can get it in. Romans chapter 8, look at Romans chapter 8 and pick up verse 31. We'll read down to WCC get tired, particularly verse 31. Romans 8, 31, we'll go on to verse 39 if they allow us to do put it on the table. So see, right, okay. It's up to you. Come on.
Romans chapter 8, verses 31.
And read down until they cut us off.
Okay. Romans chapter 8, verse 31. What shall we then say to these things? If Yahweh be for us, who can be against us? Verse 32. He that spares not his own son, but deliver him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Verse 33. Who shall lay anything to the charge of Yahweh's elect? it is Yahweh that justifies. Who is he that condemneth? It is Yahweh, the Son, that died. Yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of Yahweh the Father, who also maketh intercession for us. 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Yahweh the Son? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? 36. It is written, for your sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Verse 37. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loves us. 38. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, ministering spirits, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. 39. Nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of Yahweh the Father, which is in Yahweh the Son, our Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. See, we ain't cut y'all because we trying to catch you in something. Well, I ain't worried about you catching me in nothing. You see? I ain't worried about that. Give me one more verse, Mother G, Israel. Give me the 10th chapter of the book of Eber, 35 to 39, and we'll let you have your broadcast back. 10:35 to 39. See, we're going to catch you in something tonight. You ain't going to catch me in nothing but some more words.
The book of Eber, Saluted for Eber, chapter 10, mm-hmm. verses
35 to 39,
and it reads, cast not away therefore your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. 36. For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of Yahweh, you might receive the promise. 37. For yet a little while, and he that shall come, and will not tarry. 38. Now the just shall live by the covenant. But if any man or woman draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in them. Verse 39. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul.
Excellent. Mother D of Israel, Mother E, Mother Z, the elders, the teacher elders. We'll be back on the airways again tomorrow night, and we don't need no more time, WCC. You're not going to catch us in anything. Only you can catch us in if thus says Yahweh. And we want you to strengthen what we got on tape. So one thing about it, we know this ministry is for real, and we're going to bring you uncut. Thus says the four letters, YHWH. Because it's already written, it will be a ministry to come and bring you thus says the four letters. That ministry is here in the form of voices of the six anointed camps.
Mm-hmm.
And once we went in order, and those who hear this covenant on tape 36, we will pay you a visit if we're going to apply the Bible, not apply our emotions. The lead side is Yahweh Judah. They the one supposed to be talking right now. You hearing Yahweh Judah talk right now. So to the mothers, to everybody that are filling the 6 anointed camps, Yahweh be with y'all. Shalom, mothers.
Shalom. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom. You can turn off that WCC. We ain't had enough for tonight. Back again tomorrow night.